What is your name?
Oh, do I take
No, just talk into it.
Evelyn Barbier.
When did you join the Denver unit of WOSL?
In 1953.
Oh, were you in the service?
I was.
What branch of the service were you in?
In the Army Nurse Corps.
When did you join the Army Nurse Corps?
In 1941.
What made you decide to go into the Army Nurse Corps at that particular time?
The impending war in 1940, it seemed, I'm sure that we would be going into war, and I had several friends who advised me to go in at that time.
Before you went in the Army, what did you do?
I was a registered nurse. I was a delivery room supervisor. And then most recently, I was assistant to an endocrinologist, a French doctor.
What did you do in the service?
I was in the Army Nurse Corps. And I think I did just about everything from general duty up to chief nurse and a few things in between, such as director of the cadet nurse program, which was very helpful as a recruiting program. And I was also instructor at the medical training center in Germany.
How long were you in the Army Nurse Corps?
20 years.
While you were in the service, where did your travels take you?
Panama. Panama was interesting because at that time, it was fairly sure that the Germans and the Japanese would Germans and the Japanese would meet at the canal, and we were told when we first got there in 1942 that we could not expect to go home.
What were some of your other assignments?
Well, I was in Germany, in Japan, in Guam, and Saipan.
What kind of housing did you have when you were in the Army?
Everything from bad to good.
Did you ever have any duty in a tent?
Not for any length of time. For brief times in the field.
What can you say about the medical care that was available to you in service?
Excellent.
What was your uniform dress? What did you mostly wear?
When I first went in 41, they had no uniforms available for us. So we wore civilian clothes. And from that time on, every uniform that was allowed from 1941, late 41, until I retired in 1961.
Tell me about some of your experiences that were especially memorable to you.
Well, I think I should mention two. One was when I was in Guam, I worked with the Guamanian natives during a measles epidemic, and I should explain that measles was very dangerous to the Guamanians. In a previous epidemic, it had killed over 2,000 because they had no contact with this type of disease. In the epidemic, I was there in 48, and we treated every case. The epidemic was taken care of during 3 months by teams of, I was the one Army nurse, and the other members of the various teams were Navy corpsmen, and we got through that epidemic with only 11 deaths, and the 11th we just took because we were generous. We didn't really think it was measles.
Any other experiences?
And then when I transferred up to Saipan, the day after I arrived in Saipan, the island was hit by a direct hit by a typhoon. So we had to get all our patients in the typhoon shelter. And I started off from my quarters to go to the ward where I was needed. I was told not to use my Jeep because it was going to be needed for something more important than my transportation. I got beyond the shelter of the of my quarters and was lifted clear off my feet. Nothing to hold on to. I only weighed 102 pounds. Nothing to hold on to, and floating toward me on a direct course was a big GI can full of garbage. I decided I was not about to meet it, and I wheeled myself down, backed off, got into my Jeep, and drove off about the distance of a block, and by then I was just soaked through to the skin, although I wore a nice raincoat. And we had the crew of one of our B-17s had flown in from Okinawa to seek shelter on Saipan, so they got right in the midst of the typhoon. And one of the crewmen, the only one who managed to save a personal belonging, was a young airman who had bought a sewing machine for his wife. And he said that machine would stay with him no matter where he was, because he had promised his wife to bring her a sewing machine. So if he died when they crashed near us, she would know that at least he had gotten the machine, because that would be saved for her.
What was the greatest adjustment you had to make when you came in the Army Nurse Corps?
I can't say that I had any difficulty whatsoever. I had traveled a great deal before I joined the Army. So.
When you came in the Army Nurse Corps, did you plan to make it a career?
I wasn't sure that I would make it a career, because at that time they were only promising 1 year of service. But I found out that a couple of nurses who were at Fort Jackson, where I went in, they got out. They went home, and we helped them get their things home because they happened to live in Columbia. And this one particular girl, she went home on December 6th. That was Saturday. So she was going to get home for the weekend. And we all know what happened on Sunday, December 7th. They sent us back to bring her back on the Monday, the 8th. So then I decided, sounds as though they're going to keep us longer. And so the longer I went, the more I was sure I was going to stay.
After you retired from the Army Nurse Corps, what did you do?
I tried civilian nursing. And after 20 years in Army nursing, I just couldn't stand it. I did try. I helped to open a nursing home. And it was being built. It was just a hole in the ground when I joined them. Having been referred by our chief nurse at Fitzsimmons. The owners wanted it to be the best nursing home in town. And they gave me carte blanche to do whatever I wanted to organize it. And we had a pretty nice thing going. Everybody came to see it because it was considered a show place. And after 1 year, the owners decided they weren't making enough money. So they wanted me to cut down on the help, on the aides and LPNs and RNs. So I said, if you want to be the best in town, you can't cut your proportion.
Okay, besides the nursing home, what did you do?
Then I decided to do something entirely different. And for 10 years, I worked as a travel consultant in a travel office.
What does being a member of WOSL mean to you?
When I first joined the unit, there were only two other members of the World War II generation. All the other members were from World War I. And I was extremely interested in talking to these members and finding out how very different our experience was to theirs. And the organization was of great interest to me because it applied to a very special group of people, of women who during World War I had a much more difficult experience than we had.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.